Ariel, I've worked in service industries for my entire life, starting in, you know, dishwashing in high school, so on and so forth. Your tip today is about service industries, and I'm giving it a big preemptive hell yeah.
Today's tip is to tip people more, and that means more often, people that you wouldn't necessarily tip, but then also more dollar-wise, more percentage-wise. I think that it is really important to acknowledge the people who are doing work for you that you might not necessarily want to do. I recently moved. I've shared this on the podcast a few times. And if they told me that the moving service was double the money, I would say that makes a lot of sense. And because of that, I do think it's important to tip these people and to make sure that they are happy so that they continue to do a great job for other people and also for you eventually when you require that service again.
Yes, I agree with this tip wholeheartedly. And for those of you out there saying, right, but tips are getting out of hand, we should be working to create wages that don't require tips. But until we do, that is on the back of service workers, not on the back of the people responsible for the problem. The secondary piece of that I'll say is with a lot of those jobs that you can tip on, a really great thing that service workers are more than happy to answer is, are you on a tipped wage? Because the tipped wage is lower than the minimum wage, and often employers will use that to pay their workers less. And even if it's a job that you don't think should have tips, the employer sure does, and those people rely on those tips to survive. And you should take it up with the employer, not with the person who needs the tip.
Hell yeah. And you can take that up with yourself as you enjoy your weekend and probably go out to eat or do some things that rely on the server/tip-based economy.
Most meal delivery services promise healthy food, but look closer, and you'll often find cheap industrial seed oils hiding in the ingredients. Forkful does things differently. Forkful delivers chef-prepared meals made with premium ingredients you'd expect at a great restaurant, from center-cut filet mignon to wild-caught lobster mac and cheese. And every meal is 100% seed oil free. Instead of canola or soybean oil, Forkful chefs cook with extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, and grass-fed butter, because better fats make better food. Meals arrive fresh, never frozen, with clear nutrition and ingredient transparency, so you always know exactly what you're eating. Restaurant-quality meals, real ingredients, no seed oils. Discover Forkful today at ForkfulMeals.com.
Little Sleepies makes getting your kids dressed a lot easier. Their signature bamboo fabric is incredibly soft, breathable, and gentle on sensitive skin. It stretches so kids can move comfortably all day, from playtime to bedtime. Parents love the smart details too, like double zippers and fold-over mittens that make diaper changes and getting dressed faster and easier. And because Little Sleepies are designed to grow with your child, they last longer than typical kids' clothes. Right now, discover the ultra-soft styles families swear by. Visit littlesleepies.com and find your new favorite pajamas today.